Welcome to the Near Post Local, local football in the ACT region, where too much football and futsal is never likely to be enough. I'm Peter Funnell. The 2010 season is definitely underway, with all Premier League clubs training, getting ready for final selections, and those teams nominated for the Fed Cup preparing for that competition, and that's not far away at all. Tonight we're going to speak to two of the new Premier League club presidents, Cooma Tigers and Goulburn Strikers. You recall we spoke to them some time ago when the decision to include them in the Premier League had just been made. We'll catch up with the Monaro Panthers next week. One thing is clear from these new clubs, their lengthy planning has served them well. We'll also speak tonight to Scott Conlon, the head coach of the Belconnen United Premier League team. Scott is a thinking man's coach, very considered and measured in his comments and judgments. He's the sort of coach you need to listen to. He's the sort of coach who should have a voice. Scott's position, of course, is a little bit different to the new clubs entering the Premier League, or indeed any of the old clubs forming new alliances, but he does have some very interesting things to say on the decision to include playing squads from the high performance program in junior football, and subsequently the decision to play ACTAS at the Premier League Pathways level again. His comments are worth listening to, and I suspect are the prevailing view amongst most clubs. Anyway, enough of that. Next week, we'll talk to Heather Reid, the CEO of Capital Football, and get her view on all the major issues going forward for football in the capital region in 2010. Let's get on with the interview. We're talking to Scott Conlon, the head coach of Belconnen United, a club with a long history in football, the Blue Devils, premiers in their own right at different times, and appeared in the grand final last year and probably a bit unlucky to get pipped, I think. That's another matter, I guess. New season in front of us. How are you going, Scott?
Good, thanks. I'm going well. How are you going?
Pretty good, mate. Pre-season underway at your end?
Yeah, definitely is. We'd be off to a slow start if we didn't start by now, but yeah, we've had a good couple of weeks so far.
You did well. Only a small number of clubs did it, but you had a good team contesting the summer 20s, which must have been pleasing.
Yeah, that was a good little initiative by Capital Football to get something happening for the under 20 players in local. I thought it was a good idea.
It was well contested, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in the end. It was hard to tell at first how clubs were going to take it and what teams they were going to put together, but eventually the teams that participated all had as good of teams as they could have put on the field.
Yeah, I thought it was sparkling football too.
Yeah, there was, because they were all through the year playing against people older than them. Some were PPL, some were PL players, to come back and play against everybody their own age group. Yeah, they were able to just relax and use what they'd learned through the season and play some good stuff.
Yeah, that's a very good point. We might pick that theme up a little bit later in this interview.
Okay.
Now, Fed Cup. You're in the Fed Cup?
Yeah, we're definitely entering again this year.
Scott, what are the key issues in preparing the Premier League side for the 2010 season at your end of town?
They're usually mixed, and I suppose they're mixed from club to club. Some people are preparing for the season already, and they'll just use Fed Cup as another part of their preparations for the season, but some of the more settled clubs, with players, they've already got their squads and have narrowed it down to their 16 or 18 or whatever they're going to take. They can really use it the first few weeks of pre-season just to prepare for the cup. So I don't think we're really preparing for the season as yet. We're probably preparing for the cup.
But we just look at the Premier League and Pathways. Have you settled your overall squad size yet?
We're very close. I think this time last year, we're in a similar position. The squad in itself was pretty settled for Pathway and Premier League. But maybe this year we're still a few players short, or we're still looking at a few players in the PPL.
How many overall do you reckon you'll carry forward in those two teams? What's your have you got a planning figure in mind?
Yeah, generally it's 2 to 3 keepers and about 27 players. I have tried over the last couple of years different amounts of players. I went into one with 33 altogether, another with sort of 28. And it's hard to know because you can never predict on who's going to leave or get injured. But 30 works pretty well.
Yeah, it does, I think. It seems to be what the, I can put it this way, probably the benchmark figure that
club's workaround, isn't it?
Yep.
We don't need to ask you about your home ground. It's that delightful field there, probably the best surface to play on, I think, in the ACT.
Yeah, it's great. We'll be a little bit different, however, this year. Through the off-season, the club made a move to re-turf it. So we've gone with more of a drought-tolerant type of grass, considering the water shortages we've had over the last few years.
Has it settled in pretty well?
As far as I'm aware, it's still on track to be ready for the first round of the season.
Who is the coaching lineup you've got this year, mate? There's yourself, obviously, in running the Premier League and head coach.
Yeah, we were very close to not having any changes all through the PL teams.
Yeah.
But young Anthony Alexander's taking a football job up in Tasmania, so we've had to appoint a new 16th PL coach.
Right.
But the 18s will still be run by Joey Caruana this year, and Tony Head's going to take the PPL and be more or less the assistant in charge, second to myself. And myself taking the Premier League.
Scott, I need to talk to you about something I know you've got views on, and so do I. As you know, Capital Football run the High Performance Program, and of course many players get involved in that. To the surprise of many, Capital Football have continued with playing squads in the under-13s and 14s, as the boys, and there's some talk now of under-15s as well. What's your general reaction to this harvesting of young players to play separately against our own players?
There's a whole mixed range of opinions and points of view and what's good and what's not. I'm glad that there is so much talk about what is best for this age group of players, because it is so important.
Mm.
But whether we've got this right or not, it's a real tough one. You know, it really comes down at the end of the day, I think, to whoever's in charge just saying, this is how it's going to be done and this is how it's going to stay. And whether you're getting, opinions from a lot of people to try and come to some decision, well, then that's the only way it can work. But at the moment, I think we're sort of sitting on the fence and saying, we want to train these players, we want to develop these players, we want them to be part of the club, but we want them to play in their academy squads. What's the real reason for getting them together? Are we developing? Are we trying to make them competitive? Are we trying to instill some sort of club feeling or mentality in the boys and girls? I'm not really sure where it lies.
I have to say, for myself, I don't like the idea of the players being in playing squads. I'd much rather see them back at the club. And I think it's a great idea for Capital Football to develop them, but a lot of socialisation and value comes to clubs.
Yep. Now, it's easy for me to talk about, the different ways they're doing things and maybe even how they could do it, but I suppose if the decision was mine, my real personal opinion is to take the age of the players and, the 12s and 13s and 14s, it's got to be based on individual development. So I see a lot of value in getting good coaching. If it comes from Capital Football, then so be it. I think in time, with the sorts of things they're doing with coaching development in Canberra, eventually there'll be enough good people in clubs so that Capital Football won't need to develop the players. They'll be developed in the clubs.
Yep.
They can maybe get together when they go on their national tournaments.
Good point.
I think at the moment, I think Capital Football, while they've probably got the hold of the better coaches, you develop them and they can do their playing with their clubs. Because at the moment, I don't think it's the winning side of it that they get so much out of. It's purely the development side of it that they're going to benefit from.
Indeed. Look, if we could just step this up an age to the 15s and 16s, of course, ACTAS harvests the best of those players to be developed and then subsequently compete. And as those that follow the Premier League know, that ACTAS has traditionally competed a team of those 15s and 16s in the pathways, although of course they were older when the age group at ACTAS was older. But they're 15s and 16s now, well, they should be, and they're playing in pathways. Is this a good level of resistance for boys of that age?
I'm not convinced. I mean, I thought they were even asking a lot from the guys, the players a couple of years ago when they were playing PPL when they were older. I think now it's really, really sensitive because they're younger, they're still playing against players who are potentially 10 years older than them.
That's true.
What's the overall objective? Again, are we trying to make them stronger or are we trying to make them better? I think it's wrong to think that we want to do things the way we've been doing them for the last 15, 20 years, and that is the biggest kids get to play.
Yep.
But I can't see, you know, going this new way of the technical kids being picked if they're playing against such older teams in their competitions. I just can't see how they can pick the technical player over the physical player.
Yeah, exactly, because if you, it's like anything, you increase the level of resistance, at some point you've got to compromise the developmental outcome.
100%. Yeah, 100%. And the recent competition that was held in Canberra was a good example of that.
Yeah.
The NTIS squads from the other states came down, and you know it was really a technical competition.
Mm.
Yeah, and then you saw some teams, like even the ACTAS team at times, playing some older players.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, that physical presence was easy to see come back into the football.
Mm.
And it was mixed reactions there of what it should have been, or what it could have been, or whether it was good or bad.
You know, speaking for myself, I thought it did the process a disservice. One only had to look at perhaps, I don't know, Football West, South Australia, Queensland, Victoria to a lesser extent.
Victoria, yeah, to a lesser extent, yeah.
They were right into the possession game.
Yeah, and I think at that age, why would it be about anything else? I mean,
yeah, well
said. I don't think it could be. It should be about the tactics you're using as a 14 or 15 year old, your formations,
yeah.
Or how. I think it all should be based on the technique side of it. And if you've got good technique, what do? You keep possession. I mean, if you've got good technique, it doesn't mean you're good at pressing or you're good at defending. Maybe in your one-on-one situations, you might be able to see some positives. But really, yeah, let's see who can keep the ball for the longest. And should they be playing for points in a competition where it's about development?
Well, that's another good point.
Shouldn't it be just based on... Could it be based on, you know, the coaches or FFA have some impartial people watching games, and at the end of it, they tell who the winner is?
Well, indeed. If we look back at our own local competition again, the latest rumour racing around the traps last week was that ACTAS would play in PPL again, but the games would be during the week. And maybe they were for points, maybe they weren't for points, I don't know.
Again, it's a tough one. Milo's been involved with this group for, you know, quite a number of years now. And I feel for him because he's... At the same time as he's getting a lot of time to train and develop these players, and some of them have moved on and done great things already.
They have indeed.
But he's really struggled to really find what's the best fit in terms of games for these players. And I know they've pursued a number of options, whether it's Victoria and Sydney and so forth, but really we're questioning more often whether playing in Canberra is the best thing for these players. You know, it's an environment they know. It's a standard football that they know. And okay, they get to test what they train.
Mm.
But you know, if they can't play in these other comps, maybe you know, should they even be playing in the Canberra comps? Do they just stick to training and play some friendlies every now and then? I'm not really sure.
Well, maybe return them to club.
That's a fantastic idea. Yeah, get them to the clubs again, develop them during the week, and they can play with their clubs on the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, there's no end to this. It just keeps going round and round, this one.
Yeah, it does, until FFA say, look, your ACTAS is welcome in this X competition. Then I don't think we're going to be stopping this circle of choices and decisions and questioning.
No, indeed. Oh, gosh. One thing's certain, though, mate. Apart from those rare few that get the scholarship to the AIS, if they stay in Canberra and they want to keep playing football, they come back to club.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then we all see them and we all get the benefits from them.
Yeah, and we just hope they keep playing football.
Yeah, true, because as soon as they get involved in the clubs, you know, it's a different... they get a different affection to the game. It's one thing just to be continually developed and developed and developed and developed and developed, but at some point you need to establish a club mentality and learn the things that that a club can offer you, because at the end of the day, that's what keeps people in the game.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's where all the socialisation occurs. The rest, sometimes, I hesitate to say it, but sometimes I just think too much of the other just leads to elitism.
It does, and there's a number of players coming out of development programs these days that just stop playing.
Yeah.
They just stop playing at a young age, and it's...
That's awful.
It's purely, I think, because they haven't experienced the club side of it, because, like you say, the socialising and the... and the ups and downs of a club environment is it just gives you a different affection towards a game.
Oh, it certainly does. Well, mate, you're well underway. I'd expect nothing less from Belconnen. Lots of tough games for the rest of us ahead.
Hopefully.
Oh, gosh, yes. I've no doubt that Belconnen will be there or thereabouts come the finals. That's where you aim up, isn't it?
Yes, we all try and plan for September 18 or 19 or whatever it is, and yeah, it's a long way there, 60-odd sessions, if you start 3 or 4 weeks ago. But, yeah, you get your head down and you get the right players and they enjoy what they do, you never know.
Gotta love club football, mate.
Definitely.
Gotta love it. Scott, all the best for 2010, mate.
Thanks for the call, Peter.
That's all right, buddy. We're speaking to Harry Havasapien, who is the president of the Cooma Tigers, brand new team in the Capital Football Premier League. We spoke a few months ago when the announcement had been made, and a little time has passed and pre-season is underway. How's it going, Harry?
Yeah, pretty good, Peter. Good afternoon, listeners.
Good on you. Tell us all down in Cooma, mate. Well, people would like to know.
Well, basically, we started our training. Been training for the last few weeks, both in the Premier League first team as well as the pathway and the juniors as well. So it's on. It's as simple as that. That's the easiest way. And we already had a friendly game last Saturday with one of the Sydney sides.
Who'd you play?
Brookvale,
eh? Yeah,
that's it. And we got another friendly against Penrith this coming Saturday.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so it's definitely on and away we go. And also our second teams from the Maras side.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting their training on Fridays.
Yep.
They've already started as of last Friday. They're to train there at the college.
Mm.
Once we've trained for about, say, 2-3 weeks, then we're going to start looking for our Premier Leagues for the 18s and 16s as well.
Oh, that's good, yes. Well, the schools are, of course, a little bit slower because they start a bit later.
Yeah.
Everything has to get going at the school level first.
That's right, that's right. I mean, we're the same here. Our boys are the same, so, yeah. Once everyone's getting a bit fit, we're just going to get everyone together, but club, then we're going to look as to see what the selection's going to be.
Oh, that's excellent. Are you entering the Federation Cup, by any chance?
Yes, we've done that. We've entered our team in the Federation Cup.
That's your Premier League team?
That's correct, yes. Mm.
That'll be a real eye-opener for some teams, I expect.
Oh, yeah.
They'll get a good look at you, mate.
Yep, we have about three players coming from overseas.
Oh, you must tell us about that. Is this your Argentinian connection?
Yeah, you could say that, yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, that's the Argentinian connection. Yeah, we have three players coming in. They've been, you know, they've played over there. Of course, they're, you know, not at prime age, so to speak, but more than good enough to hold their own against anyone we have down here.
Oh, stand by. Oh, my goodness. I think you just lifted the bar, Harry.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, surprisingly, the other week we got together with our coach and the manager, Gabby and Enrique. Enrique had something like about nearly 60-odd names that
really?
Want to play for us in the first team, and that's saying something.
60?
60.
Right, does that cover the pathways as well?
Or? Oh, no, the pathways extra. We got extras for that.
My goodness.
Oh, yeah. Because we have quite a few right here from Cooma, as well as we'd probably grab, you know, one or two from Canberra, that sort of thing.
Yes.
As well as we're also looking at the Maristol boys.
Yeah, oh, good.
You know, the ones, the boys that have graduated.
Yes, yes.
See what they're doing, you know, we want to bring everyone together. You know, we're really building the club, Peter. I mean, we want to go forward big time.
Oh, what a fantastic idea. That's a really good idea, because the separation from football often occurs at 18 post-school.
That's right. Well, we don't like that. No. I mean, as much as we love our Argentinian connections and everything like that, but at some stage I would like to envisage in the future, 1 year, 2 year, 5 years, whenever, that we should look at our players first, you know, our local boys.
Mm.
We got to look after them.
Yeah, it's a bit inspirational though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, I mean, it's a bit of a challenge, especially when you say, oh, we're bringing some players from overseas, so the local guys have got to say, oh, I better get lift our game up. It's a good thing.
So your playing roster's looking pretty good in the Premier League with 60 people at trials. How's your pathways going? That's basically a Cooma-based team?
Pretty much, yeah, but as I said, we're also going to look into the boys that graduated from Maris last year, if anyone else is interested.
Yep.
You know, we're going to bring everyone together, and some of those guys who want to play in the first team, if they won't make it, well, we'll be looking at one or two of those and see how we go.
Where are your Premier League and Pathways training?
Well, the Pathway, of course, will be training here at Nyjong at Cooma, or the AIS, and so will the Premier League. They'll be training at the AIS as well.
Well, in relation to your preparation for the 2010 season, leaving the playing roster aside, and that seems pretty healthy, what are the key issues for you? We're taking the president's view here.
We really don't have any single one issue that really stands out. I mean, we're trying to organise, obviously, the manpower to manage so many players.
Yes.
That's something.
That's your volunteer support. That's terribly important, isn't
it? Well, that's right. You know, and as I said, well, Enrique Alcazar, he's taken the charge of the manager's role. Then his brother, Freddy Alcazar, he's looking after the financial side to make sure that the finance is right.
Yep.
And, of course, Gabriel Wilkie is the head coach, and without him, it's a bit of a disaster. So we really look after that bloke.
Yes.
He's our number one man.
Yep.
So, and we have, like, physiotherapists. We're trying to organise, especially for the, you know, when we have the home games here at Cooma. Charlie's been doing it for many, many years, but Charlie's getting on a bit, you know, like he's 81 years of age and he's still keeping up, so so it's really, really tremendous. And we're probably looking for another person, a utility person, to assist us, you know, getting, you know, keeping the place clean and tidy and things like that before and after, and look after, you know, some of the other, you know, like water and that sort of thing. So I mean,
volunteers are the key.
That is our main key issue. Yeah, that will be the hardest thing to fulfill. Everything else, I mean, fields and equipment and things like that, well, it's only buy and hire. So that's not a, you know, it's not a big problem.
How's home ground looking at Nyjong?
Actually, I'm touching wood while I say this. It's looking quite good at the moment. Yeah, but I mean, we haven't been flogging it either. It's we've been playing six-a-side on it on Wednesdays, which, you know, I think we got about nearly, I don't know if I've told you, pretty much close to about 60 teams. So it's really good, and of course cricket's played on it as well, which is fine. At the moment it's looking very good, so we're hoping to try and maintain it like that for the Premier League.
Yes, indeed. You mentioned the coach of the Premier League team. That's who again?
Gabriel Wilk.
Right, and what about the other coaches? Who are they?
Well, Mick Kalima will be looking after the pathway, and as far as the under-18 and under-16 go, we'll keep probably the same coaches we had from Maris last year.
Yes.
Which will be Sam and Kreshow. I can't swear 100% on this. Initially, that's the initial thought, and they're going to be assisted with some of our guys.
Well, that's good, isn't
it? You know, like, we have players who are willing to go in and help him. We got one of the guys coming from Argentina, Guy Keno. Well, he likes doing things like that. He's very much involved in coaching, so we'll probably utilise him as well.
When we last spoke, you had the financial side squared away. Is it still looking pretty solid?
Oh, well, again, I'm touching wood, yeah. Well, you got to be careful with the dollars, mate.
Oh, you do, don't you? Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Can I ask you this question? Do you pay players?
No.
No?
No, not like that. There is prize, you know, we give them prizes, but we don't pay our players, no. Well, it's not like a wager or anything.
No, it's just that it's something that moves in and out of clubs, of course, and it depends entirely how much funding you've got behind you, how much you can sustain.
Yeah.
So do you pay for a win or at the top level at all? Or?
Yeah, that has happened in the past, but I mean, all those decisions have to be made this year. Yeah, but if there is anything like that that's got to be paid, we have to find new sponsors for it.
Yes.
We want our existing sponsors, they only sponsor the strict amateur side, if I can put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if we're going to go down the path of actually paying our players X amount of dollars, then we're going to have to get new sponsors to do that.
Yeah, it's a difficult one for our competition.
That's right, yes.
Very difficult.
That's right.
Good luck if you can, but most can't, is the truth of it.
Yeah.
Now, you've mentioned the junior club connection with Marist, which is terrific. They're a powerhouse for football here in the ACT from the schools. That, I take it, is sailing along nicely?
It is. I met the headmaster last Thursday with the club president from Marist, Michael Allison, and the headmaster, of course, Richard Sudoko. And I tell you what, you wouldn't meet a nicer bloke.
I'm so glad they've linked up with you. To use the cliche, they're an ornament to the game.
Oh, yeah. Now, I don't see any reason why we shouldn't continue the way we've been going so far.
Mm.
We're all on the same wavelength. We all want to see football promoted as it should be.
Yes.
Yeah, we have no disagreements as to the team mix or anything like that. It's all good, just go.
It's such a terrific thing to see the Cooma Tigers in the Premier League. Now, everyone's been looking for ages and looking at them and thinking, sometimes, gee, I'm glad they're not.
Are they scared?
I think you've got everyone's attention, mate. Could I ask you a leading question? The Capital Football's high performance program, do the boys in Cooma get much chance to get involved in that?
Well, yeah. Surprisingly enough, our first team captain, Marcial Monzo, he's involved in it now.
Oh, good.
He's been invited to be involved in that. He's got some sort of a job with him.
Yeah.
So that's opened the door for us to actually try to see what we can do with it, yeah.
Yeah.
As it stands now, like, say, take the under-18s, for example, Morris is going to try and field four teams, and we have one that's five teams. You know, it's well over 60 boys of that age group playing football.
Yeah.
Now, we should be able to get a very, very strong Premier League team together, and if we have to, and plus, you know, quite a few reserves of equal quality, so where we can sort of, you know, push the boys up into the pathway if necessary.
Yes.
And, you know, and if there's going to be a similar number, let's say in the 16s, for example, then there is no reason why we can't do something like that.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty of boys to look at and choose from.
Oh, absolutely.
So what's your prediction for 2010, Harry?
Well, I can assure you we won't come last.
I don't think you'll come last.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Peter. I'm pretty sure we will do our utmost best to be in the top three.
Right. Okay. Stand by, listener out there.
Yep.
The Cooma Tigers are heading for a top three position in all grades.
Oh. That's it. We're going to give it a go.
Oh, who can
We're not going to back off.
Well, I watched the State League final and I have a vivid memory of that final. Who could argue with you, Blacks? That's wonderful, mate. All the best and no doubt I'll see you around the grounds.
No worries. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you very much, Harry.
No worries, mate.
I'm talking to Shane Wilson, president of the Goulburn Strikers FC, a new addition to the Capital Football Premier League competition we spoke several months ago. They are overjoyed at joining. They should be too. They've had good football teams for a long time and most people have been wondering when they would arrive. How's it going, Shane?
Good, thank you.
You still happy?
We're extremely happy. Everything's going well across all the teams, from our juniors up to the seniors. No, everything's looking quite good for a promising season.
So it's progressing well since we last spoke?
Yes, yes, yes. The teams have all been picked and players and coaches are all there, ready to go.
Terrific. You're in the Federation Cup again?
We are, yes.
We'll get a good look at you. So sure will everyone else.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be lining up to have a look.
Oh, you can bet on that, mate. Since we last spoke, what are the key issues in preparing the club for the 2010 season that you've seen going forward?
Well, the obvious ones, the key issues for the club is the grounds and the facilities that that we're working on at the moment.
Yeah, it's a trial, isn't it?
It is, you know, but we're getting there. What we've put in place so far is coming through, so everything's looking good that way.
What's your home ground, by the way?
It's the Cookbundoon Sporting Fields.
Okay, so same one. How's that shaping up?
Shaping up okay, like... You might realise we've had quite a bit of rain down here lately, so...
Oh, how's that affected it?
Good, it's quite good at the moment, yeah, nice green grass and it's starting to thicken up and that, so yeah, no, it's coming on okay.
So you're into flood irrigation down there, eh?
yeah, at the moment, yes. But we're not going to complain about that.
Oh, no. What about the training facilities, mate? Where are you training?
Yeah, we're training over at Car Convoy Park, which is up the other end of town, and that's fine. Everything's spot on over there. So, yeah, no, everything's going well as far as the training side of it and the training field, yes.
And what other problems going forward have you encountered?
Nothing that's stepping out, you know, hitting us at the moment, so, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah, indicates you've done your planning.
Well, that's right. We've had quite a while to plan for it. So,
yes.
You know, we've been trying to get into Premier League for quite a while. So, you know, we've actually planned quite well, the board. So, you know, so everything's going well, yeah.
Now, before we get on to playing rosters, What's your coaching staff? Who's coaching your teams? So who are your coaches in your Premier League teams?
In the Premier League teams, is Carlo Alesi.
Mm-hmm.
He's the head coach of the Premier League side. Dave Jones, he's coaching the Pathway side. John Broadbent, he's coaching the 18s. And Greg Murdoch is coaching the under-16s.
And they've all got their players underway now?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Well, the 16s and 18s have only just started training. They've only been training as a unit for a week and a half. So they're trying to still gel on that. Premier League and Pathway, they've been going now for a couple of months.
Goodness me.
Extremely fit and looking extremely well, actually.
Yeah. So in those two teams, have the coaches pruned, or the head coach particularly, pruned that down to an overall playing squad size?
They have, yes.
And how many across the two teams are you carrying, mate? The Pathways and Premier League?
Pathway and Premier League, we're carrying around 40 players.
40 players?
Yep.
And you're going to carry those forward into the season proper, or...?
Well, that'll be the decision that will come from the head coach and the rest of the coaching staff to, you know, what they're going to do with that. But no, that in the training groups there, that's what we've been carrying.
Because the question is, what do you do with players who are not playing, are not on the card each week? How do they get a game? So
Well, that's just one of the issues. You know, we want to go and we want to make sure we don't leave ourselves short. But then you don't want to be mucking the players around either.
No, indeed, it's. Yeah, it's a problem to wrestle with, isn't it?
It is, and I think that'll go across all the teams.
It does, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. That's your coaches. What about your volunteer staff? This has got to have caused you a headache, surely. Or are you guys used to that down there?
No, along with the coaches, they've all got their managers in places and that, and
yep.
The training staff, they've all got their groups that have been with them for a while. So I can honestly say that each team's got their full complement of... managers and associated people that go with them.
You're already a good three steps in front of half a dozen clubs I can think of right now.
Well, like I say, we've had a long time to be working on this.
Oh, well done.
So, and then, of course, you know, getting into Premier League's just looked at the profile down here in Goulburn and the district. And like I say, I can honestly say there that all the teams have got their coaches, managers and all their support around them.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, let's talk about your playing roster, mate. You've got your Premier League and Pathways, as we talked about. They've been motoring along for a while.
Yep.
Your 18s and your 16s, how are they looking?
With the holidays and all that there, well, they've only been, you know, going for about a week and a half, so it's a bit hard to sit down and say how they are going to perform. But both teams performed pretty well last year when they were playing. So, you know, they've lost a few and picked up a few, so...
Yeah.
Like a few have moved up, and to me, I can see them being, you know, performing quite well.
What about trial games for all of the teams? Have you had any trial games at this stage?
Went for a walk around yesterday. There was a couple of trial games on for the under-18s and 16s.
Mm-hmm.
But
who'd they play, mate?
They played Canberra SC.
Oh, good one, yes.
Which, you know, poor old Canberra SC come down, and, you know, it was raining, and one of the fields we had to play on, because we're keeping off the main fields out there, was one that... we had a tournament down here on Saturday on for over 35, so conditions weren't much good.
Well, there's one young player in our Premier League 18s here at Woden remarked to me the other day it was raining. Do we play in the rain? They've forgotten, haven't they?
yeah, they have, well, especially down here in Goulburn. We've had it that dry, but it's been raining down here on and off now for a good week. Both the teams had their hit-outs yesterday, and the 18s had a hit-out against Canberra SC the week before. We've got a couple of more trial games coming up in Canberra, and then another one back at home here.
And what about the Premier League and Pathways? Have they, in the last couple of months, had any trial games under their belt?
Not at the moment. They've been training extremely hard and working on a lot of fitness, but we were supposed to play a Premier League team that plays out of Wollongong this weekend, but their fields were closed down there. So
of course, yes.
I think one of the Premier League's teams will be hitting out next weekend in Canberra, so over at Hawker.
Your blokes are very fit. You're well prepared. You're travelling all right for finance?
Yes.
All
as I said, we've had a long time to prepare for this.
Oh, goodness.
The first year in will be a learning curve, but... We're looking forward and we'll continue to go forward.
All training is happening for all of the teams in Goulburn, of course.
It is, yes. 3 nights a week.
Do Do you pay your players at all? I've heard Goulburn are big payers. Well, I'll take that as a definite maybe.
Yeah, right.
Ah, Streth, you pirates down there have got chests of gold.
Yep, the right player, we have got the chests of gold.
Well done.
We've even got one coming back from England.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. What are you blokes doing to the competition? Yeah. We've got Kerma bringing them from Argentina. You bringing them from England.
This fella moved away to England for a while. He's been away over there. He did play with us in State 1, and he was a big loss when he left, but he's coming back, and we've picked up another young bloke who has been to England and been Sydney Premier League, so they've come back. So, making a step up the Premier League just increased the interest around here. So, we'll be quite competitive this year.
Well, I've no doubt. And that brings me to the final question, a fearless prediction, Shane. Where will the Goulburn Strikers FC be at the end of the season?
Without trying to sound too cheeky,
mm-hmm.
I'll downgrade it a bit. I'd say around the middle of the pack.
I reckon you might be right.
And then the following season will be on the top.
Oh, there you go. You heard it first here. Long in the planning, middle of the pack at the end of 2010 and holding silverware in 2011.
Hopefully, yes. We've been chomping at the bit to get into this. So.
This sounds like a plan, Shane.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, that's terrific. Well, there you go, all the Premier League spies. You want to get out and check out the Goulburn Strikers FC and see what magic they've been keeping under wraps down there at Goulburn? You've got a chance to see it on the weekend.
We won't blow all our cards, though, will we?
No. Leave the set plays for another day, mate.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Shane, thank you so much, and I'll see you around the grounds.
Not a problem. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's it for the Near Post Local. Enjoy your football and futsal. See you next week. Get to the podcast. Ta-da. Round and round, up and down, through the streets of your town.